This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a winter weather advisory in effect through 5 o'clock this afternoon. Snow is expected with some areas of drizzle and freezing drizzle this morning. An accumulation of up to 2 inches with winds gusting as high as 55 miles an hour can be expected. Plan on slippery conditions and the possibility of low visibility due to blowing snow. Because of the gusty winds today, there's also a blowing dust health alert for the Powder River Basin. Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Balow announced yesterday that she was resigning so that she can serve in the same position in the state of Virginia. In a press release, Balow said that Virginia is on the cutting edge of the battle for the future of our public schools and that she could use the experience gained serving the state of Wyoming to further education for all in the nation in Virginia. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a winter weather advisory in effect through 5 o'clock this afternoon. Snow is expected with some areas of drizzle and freezing drizzle this morning. An accumulation of up to 2 inches of snow with winds gusting as high as 55 miles an hour is possible. Plan on slippery conditions and the possibility of low visibility due to blowing snow. And because of the gusty winds today, there's also a blowing dust health alert for the Powder River Basin. A vaccine requirement for staff at all U.S. nursing homes and other federally funded healthcare facilities can proceed after the Supreme Court lifted 2 injunctions that blocked the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rule covering more than 17 million workers. Campbell County Health is awaiting direction from CMS and will communicate that information when it becomes available. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.